Monday, February 10th, 2025. I have 9:06 a.m. We'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. Are there any commission remarks? Would like to state that next Monday, February 17th, Taney County facilities will be closed in observance of President's Day. So the commission, we will have our meeting on February 18th. Are there any other remarks? Hearing none, we'll move to our first order of business, which is approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 479569 through 479640, warrants 8552 through 8554, and one journal entry or transfer.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Up next, we have the approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes for February 3rd, 2025. Anybody have any issues or questions with those?
I didn't see any.
Excuse me.
You guys good?
Yeah, I didn't see anything this morning when I looked through.
Move to approve regular session minutes for February 3rd, 2025.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the board appointments for the developmental connections. We also, at this time, we have three positions that we'll need to appoint for. We have a reappointment for Chuck O'Day, which is a current sitting member, and then there are two vacant seats on the board. And we have received a letter with a recommendation from Developmental Connections, and with us this morning we have Mr. Troy Rasmussen. These will be three-year terms.
Correct.
So they would start immediately and go through December 31st of 2027. The recommendations we have in front of us is for Mr. Ryan Pace and Amanda Mowdy. Any questions or discussion for Mr. Rasmussen before we move forward?
I do not.
Do we want to go ahead and appoint, reappoint Chuck O'Day?
Yeah, we can start with it.
You say it's a three-year term, so where does it go through?
It'll go through December 31st of 2027.
Thank you. Move to reappoint Chuck O'Day to the We call it the SB 40 board.
SB 40, yes.
SB 40 board, effective now through December 31st, 2027.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
You want to do them individually or you want to do them?
Since they're both new members, I would entertain a motion either way, whether it be individual or together. It's up to you all, but let's do them individual.
Shane.
Move to appoint Ryan Pace to the SB 40 or Developmental Connections Board to a three-year term starting from today's date through 12/31 of 2027.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to appoint Amanda Mowdy to the Developmental Connections Board or SB 40 Board for a three-year term starting from today's date through 12/31, 2027.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Good seeing you.
Next, we have the amendment to food service agreement, file number 25-017, S for Sheriff. It is for the Tiger Food Services we have this morning in front of us. With us, we have Taney County Sheriff, Mr. Brad Daniels.
Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning, Sheriff. How are you?
Good.
Good, thank you. This is currently who we are utilizing for food services. Is that correct, Sheriff?
Yes, sir. Typically in the 160 to 179 inmates per day. So it's increased from $1.31 to $1.36 per meal, which is about a 3.8% increase over last year.
Were you able to see the letter from Mr. Elliott?
I did not.
I need to get him. We'll figure that out. Let me look at this real quick, Sheriff. Is do you want
to
still move forward? Do you want
to? Based on that, I would recommend to still move forward because the alternative is we put this up to bid a couple months ago, and the cheapest response that we got for that inmate count is $1.62 per meal. And the same company that we're going through, their response was $2.41 per meal for that inmate count. But they stated that they would stick with the current contract.
But they're not staying with the current contract.
Well, we went through the same thing last year. And based on their calculations, they went off CPI for food services. And I believe Mr. Elliott's basing it off something else. Because
okay.
Last year when we brought it up, they had a rebuttal that... had the CPI chart for different categories.
Specific to food and not just the overall CPI chart?
Okay. Correct. And so once we got back to that, it was within what the contract stated, I believe.
Yeah, and we're still about a quarter a meal below from what we'd received on other input.
Yes.
And this is accompanied with a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated January 29th, 2025, approving the revised amendment as to form. So it would be your recommendation to continue with Tiger, Sheriff?
Yes, sir.
You guys have any other questions?
I have none.
No.
Move to approve the amendment to food service agreement by and between Taney County Jail, and Tiger Correctional Services.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sheriff. Next, we have the approval of the intergovernmental cooperative agreement between Taney County, Missouri and the Village of Taneyville, Missouri, file number 25-010, Road and Bridge. Remembering back, this was the one that there was some wordage in there that needed to be changed. And that has been corrected since we last met.
Yes.
Oh, that was where they, okay.
Yeah, it had Taney County.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
It had Taney County in the place where it should reference the village.
Section 2, I believe.
Yep. You guys good?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Move to approve the intergovernmental cooperative agreement by and between Taney County and the Village of Taneyville.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on our agenda, we have the approval of field dirt agreement for Tyler and Chastity Braden, husband and wife, for an unlimited loads.
Any questions?
I have none. I have in front of me the signed request by both husband and the spouse, owner and spouse.
Move to approve the field dirt agreement by and between Tyler and Chastity Braden, husband and wife, in Taney County.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on our agenda, we do have another field dirt agreement for Dakota Alms. It is an unlimited field dirt agreement. It is signed by Dakota and Kylie Alms on the back. Is that an issue, Jack or Devin? On the front it has single name, on the back it has both.
No, I actually believe it.
It's fine.
It's his name on the.
Okay. Well, it is signed by both of them. It's in place in front of us for unlimited field dirt agreement. So at this time, I would entertain a motion if everyone's fine with that.
Move to approve the field dirt agreement by and between Dakota and Kylie Alms, husband and wife, in Taney County.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we have approval of engagement letter for auditing services 2025, file number 25-015A for auditor. With us this morning, we have Taney County Auditor, Mr. David Clark.
Good morning, Commission.
Good morning, Good morning. Sir. How are you?
This service is for the independent auditing company to do the financial audit of the county as an outside auditing service for making sure the county is compliant with all the standards, and then also getting a financial report for us for the people in the county.
Okay.
Is this an extension of already of an agreement, or
it's the same agreement? They have a additional showing that their company is in compliance as an acceptable auditing company.
That's who we always use, or who we've used historically in the past.
And this is, has been, we do this every year.
Right. I was thinking that we had, I was thinking we went out for bid for it. And
I think we
are
had
we naming them as a sole source?
4-year.
So this is a,
it's a continuance of
that's
that.
That's what I'm asking.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, because the letter that we have accompanying, from February 3rd, 2025, from Mr. Elliott, is approving the letter of engagement as to form. So,
that's, but the letter doesn't say anything about it being a
contractual.
Well, I'm trying to find. I didn't know how many years we had left on that.
I think we go out to the next year. I'd have to look with Nick Lawrence, our legal team, to see where it's the years.
Usually it's brought up on our paperwork so we know. That's why I was trying to. And typically it is a extension of the contract or a
amendment to
amendment
it.
Or a. I'm just not seeing that. That's all I was asking. David, you're good with us moving forward with this? letter?
Yes.
Do you guys have any questions?
Nope.
Move to approve